Heidi Xers, welcome to another Great Market Scope, a monthly listen-in to interesting radio stations and profiling of radio markets, wherever radio markets exist. This month, we have the privilege of welcoming a new contributor to Market Scope as we journey to Miami, Florida, and join one of our favorite and most colorful members, Mike Lance.
This is Mike Lance for the DX Audio Service. Hello there, DXers. Welcome to Market Scope. This is my Market Scope for the Miami area, and these are the AM and FM radio stations in the South Florida area. We have many of them, and we have many pirate stations. I will be skipping the pirate stations, but let us begin with the AM radio stations. First is WQAM 560. For years, WQAM was a top 40 station. Now, they are 560 Sports Radio WQAM, and this is what they sound like.
Anyway, give me a call, 567-0560 or pound 560 for AT&T Wireless customers. It's a free call. Some of the trades, Al Martin goes to Seattle from San Diego for John Mabry. Toronto gets Steve Traxel and Mark Guthrie from Tampa Bay for minor leaguers and player to be named later. Interesting to see. Everybody's making moves. And I don't know, what do you think? Do you like so many trades? I mean, do you think it makes a mockery of the game, or do you like it because so many things can happen? That's one of the reasons I like the wild card, because really, as a GM, now you have to know whether to hold them or whether to fold them. I mean, do I stay in even though I have a small shot at the wild card, or do I trade for prospects or trade for something that's going to help me next year and then make my team stronger? I like it a lot. I like the fact that, hey, guys really have to put in a lot of thought. Betsy in a mobile. How you doing, Betsy?
Hey, Donnie B. How are you?
Very good. What's happening?
You just mentioned that Ron Gant was traded for the Phillies.
That's Don Brennan at WQAM. Now let's move on to 610 WIOD News Radio, 610 WIOD. For years, WIOD was known as Wonderful Isle of Dreams, and they were also known as your full-service radio station, and they were the voice of Florida and the sound of the majority and the home of the great entertainers. But this is what WIOD News Radio 610 sounds like.
Together every 10 minutes on the ones. Here's what's on the boob tube tonight. Even though San Francisco and New England will be playing on the field, most of the attention tonight will be focused on the broadcast booth. Dennis Miller joins Al Michaels and Dan Fouts on the ABC Monday night broadcast of the Hall of Fame game. Both supporters and critics alike will be listening in earnest to the play-by-play. It all kicks off on Channel 10 starting at 8 o'clock. 6:29 on News Radio 610 WIOD.
That's WIOD. News Radio 610 WIOD. Now we come to the first of many Spanish radio stations. The first one is 670 WWFE La Poderosa. That means the powerful one. And this is what they sound like.
Es lo que él está planteando en definitiva. Y yo le pregunté el otro día, le dije, ven acá, ¿y tú crees que este es el momento antes de unas elecciones que tú tienes donde tienes hasta oposición esto de hacer esto que es tan controversial? Y me dijo, esto no es un problema electoral, papá, me dijo, esto es un problema simplemente de principio, yo creo esto, si yo no puedo decir lo que yo creo.
That's a little bit of 670 WWFE. I'm kind of cutting the Spanish station short because most of the people speak English. And if you would like more information on the Spanish stations, I will tell you later how you can contact me. Now we move on to 710 WAQI Radio Mambi, which for years was 710 WGBS.
Entonces pues explicamos cómo Menem debería gobernar en Argentina, cómo lo de Chile debía haberse resuelto, cómo el problema de Fujimori Perú tendría una solución mejor. Nosotros tenemos fórmulas y soluciones y analizamos a profundidad los problemas de Colombia, el narcotráfico, la violencia, el terrorismo, el guerrillerismo comunista.
Next we move on to 790 WAXY, which for years used to be WFUN, the fun spot. And then they became a beautiful music station for a while, and they mellowed out a little bit and became more pop music. Then after that, they became WNWS. They were a news talk station. And then after that, they became WMRZ. And they were your memory station. They went brokerage programming after a while. And this is what they are.
That's Matt and Lori, and their number is 954-564-8661. And again, 4C, if anybody's interested in getting in touch with us in the dive shop, our dive group, again, he sponsors our dive group. We actually have our meetings at his dive shop.
All right, well, we'll do this again Wednesday between 6 and 8 if you'd like to call in and update. Otherwise, Monday and Wednesday between 6 and 8 through the month of August, we'll be talking about the water side. Feel free to call in. All right, Chuck.
And I appreciate your time, Ken.
Thank you very much. Thank you for calling.
All right.
Bye now. We've got in the studio Naya Binge Jr. Naya Binge has brought along a little bit of music so that we can perform for you, so to speak.
There you have 790 WAXY and a local program dealing with the Miami Beach entertainment community. Now we move on to Super Talk 940 WINZ, and we're going to let you listen to a little bit of the Phil Henry Show.
And anytime you want to question your parents as to the validity and the grooviness and the ever heaviosity of all that groovy stuff in the 60s, just ask them about this band. Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. We'll take a call pretty soon.
Get a refill tomorrow morning at 9.
More Phil Hendry in minutes
on Super Talk 940.
Our national pastime presented by...
Availability and price may vary.
WINZ, Miami.
South Florida's home of Rick and Sud,
Jim Rome,
and Brooke Daniels.
The cult of personality.
Super Talk 940.
That's a little bit of Super Talk 940 and the Phil Hendry Show. Now we move on to 990. And it's Radio Disney time. Here we go.
The coolest.
It's cool!
What's cool?
Brought to you by Target.
DVD is a whole new way to enjoy movies with digital sound.
Call Radio Disney Airmail at 1-888-MAIL-018 for what's cool. Only on Radio Disney.
The call letters for Radio Disney or WMYM. Now we move on to 1080 WVCG, a brokerage religious radio station, and they're in Spanish, so this is what they sound like.
Dejarles saber que mañana vamos a estar con ustedes, así que mañana yo voy a estar con ustedes también junto con los hermanos Iván y Cheo y el resto de la ganga.
Now we move up the dial to 1140 WQBA, La Cubunísima. It's a talk station, and they're in Spanish. Their call letters years ago used to be WMIE, the religious voice of South Florida.
Andy Fox cargado al hueco entre tercera y Chorro. Listo el pitcher, el lanzamiento a la goma, le tira y saca un fly alto, largo al right field, va tras Copsey, se detiene ahora hacia adelante, hacia la raya y la tiene.
Now, that was a Marlins game in Spanish. Now let us move up to 1210 and Radio Unico, which years ago used to be at 1220, and they were WOAH. They were a country station for a few years. And this is what Radio Unico sounds like.
Seleccioné definitivamente ya.
Anda mejor en la selección.
Y Ríos también es un arquero de
hasta
selección.
Hasta que dijo algo bien.
Y del América también.
Muy bien, le damos punto final a este tema. Quiero contarles que en las próximas horas se debe saber si el argentino Saviola, Javier Saviola, va a ser transferido o no al Barcelona. Aparentemente todavía no habría una oferta concreta por él, así lo dijo Alfredo Cabrera Brizuela, que es el representante del futbolista de River. En River dice que han habido sondeos, pero que tampoco han recibido.
That is 1210 Radio Unico. Now we move up to 1260. And unfortunately, my recorder has a little whistle on it, but we're going to try to phase that out. And it's also a Spanish station, WSUA. They used to be years ago WWOK, and after that they were WHTT, but they were famous for Whammy in Miami, WAME, which was a soul station for a while, and before that it was Beautiful Music, The Wonderful World of Music, and before it was that, they were a rock station, Whammy in Miami, 1260. But this is what WSUA sounds like. It's a Colombian station.
Realmente hay algo que se pueda hacer por ellos, pero tienen que acordarse de esas dos cosas. Primero, que el delito, y el día en que los procesaron o los pusieron en proceso de deportación fue antes.
Now, pardon for the whistle. Sorry that this thing has that. Now we move up to 1360 WKAT, another Spanish radio station. WKAT for years was known as a talk station, the talk of Miami, and they were oldies for a short time, and they were big band, but this is what WKAT sounds like.
Clínica Kiwanis, tenemos dos. Uno está en North Miami, en el 8000 Biscayne Boulevard. El teléfono ahí es el 759-4778. Y otra en South Miami, el teléfono ahí es el 661-2179. Doctor Mansur, vamos a hablar un poquito sobre oftalmología.
Sí, como te comentaba, una de las cosas que me ha despertado muchísimo la atención.
That's 1360 WKAT. Now we move on to 1450 WOCN, Union Radio, their brokerage programming. That was in French Creole.
Thanks, Mike. Next month, we'll see what Mike dials up on Miami's FMs. For the DX Audio Service, I'm Phil Wayne. Now, members, here are your musings.
This is Musings of the Members. Members may muse by calling the action line at 419-224-1609.
This is Tim Hendel. I'd like to thank Mark Marino for an excellent coverage of the WMAQ switchover on the October DX Audio Service. And I'd like to know what is now on 1160, or if the score is still simulcasting, what's going to be on 1160, and is it a switch of an already existing station, or is it a brand new station? Well, here in Huntsville, 1600 and 1700 are still simulcasting Black WEUP, and 1630, the new X-band station in Augusta. Well, Iowa City and Augusta are just about equal strength here at night, despite the fact that Augusta is a lot closer. I'd like to say what a great time I had at the convention in Lima. It was great to meet Fred and Phil for the first time and see John Bowker and some of the others. And for those of you who didn't make it, well, there's lots of good transportation connections to Pittsburgh, so I hope everybody makes it next year. There's been a certain amount of what I might call hoopla in the United States about whether foreign-based companies can own U.S. radio stations. So I'd like to know from Wayne Ryan or somebody else in Canada, what is the rule on U.S. companies owning Canadian radio stations? I think Wayne mentioned Infinity. Can a U.S. company wholly own a Canadian radio station, or can they only participate? Also, does Canada have any kind of limitation as to how many stations one company can own? As most of us know, there used to be the good old 7 and 7, 7 AMs and 7 FMs, and the FCC took that off, and now a company can gobble up about as many radio stations as it can swallow.
Hi there, this is Mike Lance in Miami Beach, Florida. First of all, I enjoyed the National Radio Club convention so much. I had a great time meeting Dave and Wayne Reinen and everyone out there, and it was great to see everyone. That's number one. Number two, former broadcaster and talk host who was in the South Florida area since the early 50s, died last week. His name was Jerry Wichner. Jerry Wichner first worked at WGMA Hollywood, which was at 1320. They're now WLQY. They're a language station, mainly Haitian. But Jerry Wichner worked at WGMA. And he also worked at WQAM. Spent some time at WINZ, 940, and also worked at WNWS doing talk. Plus, he worked at WMRZ for a while doing talk and big band music, and worked for a little while at Waxy 2 days a week. And his last job was at WFTL when he retired in the 90s, and worked for a while for a few days a week at WAXY. So it's sad to see that Jerry died. Also, it's sad to see that WMAQ left town, is no longer around. And the last thing is, what's going to happen with 1160 WXRT, whatever they are calling themselves. Thanks for listening, everybody. Wonderful convention, and I will see you all in Pittsburgh, the good Lord willing.
Good evening, DX Audio Service fans, members, and others. This is Mitch Pomerantz from Los Angeles, California, and I just got back from being out of town for a week, and was listening to the tape, and Jerry Starr, for the second month in a row, mentioned that KKGO on 540 was off the air. Unfortunately, it isn't. I just tried it, and it's 11:15 p.m., Saturday evening, October 7th. So regardless of what the FCC is telling you, it is still alive and well, and it is still simulcasting the station on 1260. And I don't know what the call letters are this week. They do keep changing them, but I grew up with them as KGIL. But 540 and 1260 are still simulcasting, and I'm not sure when that will change, but it has not as of October 7th. Take care. Sounds like you had a great convention. So long.
Hello, Fred and DX members. This is the one and only Victor speaking to you from the Schmidt House in downtown Silver Spring, Maryland. I got another mystery on my hands. I've been noticing an oldie station on 1090, and it sometimes comes in better than WBAL does at night, and other times WBAL can be heard as a dominant station. But this oldies station, which says we're 1090 oldies or something like that, never gives a station ID. I think it's a Canadian station, because I did hear Ontario mentioned a couple of times, but I'd like to know where this station is. Now, I've noticed another new station within the last two or three nights, 1630 WRDW in Augusta. I guess that's Augusta, Georgia. They're simulcasting right now with 1480. They are a news talk sports station. Could someone verify that? Thank you.
Hi, fellow NRC members. This is Jim Prather in Detroit, Michigan. I want to give you some news if you're Tiger or Red Wing fans, like a lot of people are. I'm assuming they are in this group. Some news that the Red Wings and Tigers will no longer be on WJR. This was as of last month. They've switched, or well, they've changed stations to WXYT, and they've already started the Red Wings broadcast on WXYT, and to my understanding, they have increased their power a little bit. And I was listening last Thursday, which would have been the 5th, and it sounded pretty good. They still have the same announcers, and so that's the news from there. Again, WJR no longer carries the Red Wings or the Detroit Tigers. The Red Wings, Tigers, and the Detroit Lions are on WXYT, and I have friends that are telling me that WXYT might become a sports station. That I do not know. Clear Channel Station 106.7, which is Alice here in Detroit. Can someone clarify this with me? I believe they've changed their call letters from WWWW to WLLZ or WLLZ. Can someone let me know about that? Because I had was listening two nights ago, which would have been October the 7th, and I heard WLLZ Detroit instead of WWWW Detroit, and so I'd like to find out whether that change is official or not.
Mark Marino here from Calumet City with a brief comment. Hey, I just wanted to say, I don't remember who did the Carolina Market Scope, but I just wanted to say, really enjoyed it. You did a bang-up job. Give me a standard, something to work up to. I just wanted to say you did a fantastic job on that Carolina Market Scope. I really enjoyed it. And other than that, that's it for now.
And to clarify the call letter question, in Detroit, WWWFM is now WLLC. That's Whiskey Lima Lima Charlie at 106.7. It's a rock format. I believe they call it Alice. WIQB in Ann Arbor, Michigan, which is just to the west of Detroit at 102.9, is now WWWW, otherwise known as W4. It's a country format now. And the call sign on 560 in Monroe, my old stomping grounds, still remains WLLZ. That's Whiskey Lima Lima Zulu. So hopefully we got that all straightened around. Well, here's a guy who's going to straighten us around with some comments about the NAB radio show. Here's Scott Feibusch.
In late September, I had the chance to travel to San Francisco to cover the National Association of Broadcasters radio show for Radio World magazine. While I was there, I also took the opportunity to file a couple of reports for Northeast Radio Watch, the column that I write on the Internet. Here are two of them. First one was filed on September 21st, and it went something like this. Listen to most of the 7,500 broadcasters gathered here for the NAB radio show, and you could easily be lulled into a feeling that the industry's future is just as bright as the day Marconi sent that first S into the ether above the Atlantic. But in the occasional unguarded moment, the signs are clear that even the veterans can see the business shifting, and nobody knows quite where it will all end up. As with any pressing radio question, the best advice seems to be ask an engineer. And that's just where NIRWIS started our week here, listening to a panel of long-serving engineers talk about the challenges facing their corner of the industry. And in the very first hour of the conference, the signs of the shift were already apparent. In-band on-channel digital radio may be the star of this convention, with a new industry consortium called Ibiquity being one of the most visible sponsors. But listen for a moment to Susquehanna Broadcasting Vice President Charles Morgan. Quote, there is no consumer demand for it. Flash forward now 3 hours to a room filled with dozens of alternative rock program directors discussing their future. Amidst the talk of call-out surveys and redefining playlists, listen carefully to the words of a woman named Suzanne Gubank. Quote, I asked the students in my first year media class how many songs they've got downloaded from Napster on their hard drives, and all the guys' hands went up, 200 songs, 300 songs, 400 songs, and this was after just 3 weeks at school, says the Buena Vista University professor. They may be listening to our radio station, but they're downloading stuff from Napster at the same time, and when they get continuous play, I'm afraid of what's going to happen, she says. We'll give credit to the Modern Rock panel for at least trying to take on the threat. There was discussion of providing additional web streams to complement on-air programming, offering, for instance, an 80s modern and a grunge channel. But still, against 100 or more channels coming from the sky to the whole country, will it be enough? Against that background, it was more than a bit disconcerting to head off to a panel of lawyers and FCC officials discussing modifications to the current multiple ownership rules. No doubt people like Mass Media Bureau Chief Roy Stewart mean what they say when they talk about public interest, but even Stewart admits he has no idea what the media landscape will look like 5 years from now, or whether today's media regulations will have any meaning at all then. Stewart even mentioned the one word we haven't heard from anyone else inside the Moscone Convention Center and can't stop hearing about from the demonstrators outside, LPFM. Quote, the market is changing. More video competition with satellites and cable. We're going to have satellite radio soon, and we may have LPFM soon, he observed. Or not, was the immediate retort from NAB General Counsel Jack Goodman. It's nice to see that kind of confidence, we suppose, but it's hard not to think it's misguided. From there, we headed off to the convention floor to see what was waiting out there for us, and we filed this report 2 days later on September 23rd. Quote, what do you worry about? That was the question former CNN anchor Lou Dobbs posed to Clear Channel chairman Lowry Mays as the two chatted in front of a room filled with hundreds of broadcasters here at the NAB radio show. Yesterday afternoon, drawled the man who owns more radio stations than anyone else in history, I was worried about whether that German brown trout was going to grab that fly. Mays was joking, we hope, but the point remains clear. The big guys here at NAB still believe their business has a future. The trouble is, the big guys are about the only ones here this year. Walk the convention floor and you'll see very few badges from small market stations, and fewer still from the big group-owned stations, many of which declined to send individual station managers to San Francisco this year. Who's left? Well, lots of e-this and i-that and whatever.com, to be sure. And many of the streaming audio booths remain packed throughout the week. One that we couldn't even get near for a while was Kerbango, that 40s-style net radio appliance that's supposed to make it as easy to tune in your favorite webcaster as it is to tune WBZ from Nantasket Beach. The equipment makers were out in force, of course, and the smiles were especially wide on the faces of the transmitter and antenna guys. They, of course, will get to sell new equipment to pretty much every radio station in America if iBock Digital becomes a reality. There were plenty of prototypes ready to be gawked at. Speaking of iBock, we did spend a few minutes at the Ibiquity booth, where a prototype receiver offered a chance to listen to San Francisco's KLLC in iBock Digital, compared with several other locals in analog. To untrained ears, the difference was a bit short of stunning. No multipath, which is a big deal in San Francisco, but it's hard to see how the extra few dB of dynamic range and slightly better frequency response will make much difference in the real world, where we listen to radio in the car with the windows open and Freckles, the NERW wonder dog, barking her head off over the music. And yes, there were some real radio folk here too. A Friday afternoon session on local news and small markets warmed the heart of this former small market radio news guy. Listen to a guy named Jay Fisher from a little station in Missouri called KTKS. Quote, whenever anything happens, we have someone there to report on it. No matter how insignificant it seems, those are the things people want to hear about. An interesting concept, isn't it? Now, those are some of my thoughts from San Francisco. What do you have to say about some of these issues? I want to hear from you with your thoughts. Call the action line at 419-224-1609. That's 419-224-1609, 24 hours a day, and leave your views. This is Scott Feibusch in Rochester, New York.
Thanks, Scott. Now let's turn it over to Ken and find out what's going on in the wacky, wonderful world of sports.
Hello again, DXers, this month of October. Ken Onischuk here. It was good to see some of you members at the NRC convention in Lima, especially the 8DXers, the blind ones I was able to meet, some for the first time. It was good to see in person and to at least get to know you a little bit better. This edition, I will be giving you National Hockey League information that I have gotten through the National Hockey League guide and the internet. Then I will have some information about the Paralympics that I found out in USA Today. So, let me get right into it now. In hockey, in Eastern Conference Atlantic Division, New Jersey Devils, no information available. New York Islanders on 620 WJWR from Newark, New Jersey. The New York Rangers, no information available. That's what they say. Even in the guide, they won't even print the station, which I feel is most unusual. Unless they figure people are listening on the internet or whatever. Philadelphia Flyers, 610 WIP. Conflict with the 76ers. I don't know where they're going to send the games after that. Pittsburgh Penguins, 102.5 WDVE, I believe. Northeast Division, Boston Bruins, 1030 WBZ and a 10-station network with Dave Goucher and Bob Beers. Buffalo Sabres, no information available. Montreal Canadiens in English, 800 CJAD. French, 690 CKVL. The Ottawa Senators, 1200 CFGO, Ontario Sports Radio. French, 1150 CJRC. Toronto Maple Leafs, unfortunately, no information available. On last month's piece, remember Wayne Ryan gave us a little bit that the hockey station 640 CHOG, CFYI, whatever it was, is being sold. So you just have to tune the dial for a bit. Southeast Division, Atlanta Thrashers, no information available anywhere. The Carolina Hurricanes out of Raleigh, an 850 WRBZ and a 13-station network. The Florida Panthers out of Sunrise near Miami, 560 WQAM. The Tampa Bay Lightning, 1250 WDAE. The Washington Capitals, 980 WTEM with Steve Colbert, as the internet mentioned. West Conference Central Division, Chicago Blackhawks, 670 WSCR, Pat Foley, Dale Talon. Shame they can't say WMAQ anymore, but in case you're wondering, I have few tapes full of MAQ IDs and old stuff on it that I taped in the last couple months. Anybody's interested. The expansion Columbus Blue Jackets on 1460 WBNS and 101.1 WWCD. No announcers listed. They said in the internet the team will supply them, but they didn't mention their names. Detroit Red Wings, no information available. Although I wouldn't be surprised if they're back on WJR this year. Nashville Predators, 99.7 WWTN in Manchester. Five-station network with Pete Weber and Terry Crisp. St. Louis Blues have moved. 550 KTRS, Chris Kerber and Kelly Chase. In the Northwest Division, Calgary Flames, 660 CFFR. The Colorado Avalanche out of Denver, 950 KKFN, Michael Haynes and Norm Jones. Conflict with the Nuggets, somebody goes somewhere else. Edmonton Oilers, 630 CHED. Expansion, Minnesota Wild. I saw WCCO on a display ad, but I haven't officially seen their name listed in the hockey guide or on the internet. Vancouver Canucks had no information available. Pacific Division, Anaheim Mighty Ducks. No information available, but I believe 690X will do the games. Dallas, 820 WBAP, Ralph Strangis and Daryl Rio. Los Angeles Kings, 1110 KRLA. Phoenix Coyotes, 1060 KDUS. 93.3 KDKB. Jim Johnson and Todd Walsh. San Jose Sharks, 98.5 KUFX on a 7-station AM network. Dan Rusinowski and Pete Stemkowski. If you're wondering about the hockey news, I've checked that. Every edition I could find, they list nothing on stations. Isn't that amazing? Okay, I got a piece here I found in USA Today recently. I thought you'd be interested. You thought the Olympics were over with? Well, these are a little bit different. This is the Sydney Paralympics. I don't know the difference, but it starts October 18th to the 29th in 18 sports. No live television. More than 4,000 athletes from 125 countries, and the USA will send about 250 to participate in archery, track and field, swimming, fencing, basketball, goalball, and wheelchair rugby. You can tune in on www.wemedia.com, and they will broadcast the games live and cover it. Also, in Robert Feeder's column in the Sun-Times, it was mentioned that the Olympic TV ratings went bust. It was the lowest seen Olympics since 1968. The total cum for 17 nights was 13.824 share, for those who understand that. 36% fewer viewers saw it than in 1996. Despite that, NBC says it will stir in a profit. The next Olympics coming up, friends, will be the 2002 Winter Games in Salt Lake City, Utah, and the next Summer Games will be 2004 in Athens, Greece. And to sign off, as of this, my voice on October the 7th, WXRT is still on 1160, simulcasting 93.1. That's it for now. See you in November. Take care, friends.
Thanks, Ken. And before we flip out of here for this month and come down your chimney in December, we thought we'd like to sharpen up your wit a little bit with the National Radio Club Quiz recorded at the 2000 convention.
Give the call letters and the dial positions for all stations, AM and FM, that use LIMA as its FCC city of license.
WIMA 1150.
That's one.
WLJM 940.
Two.
GLE.
I heard another one over here.
WIMT
101.7.
102.1.
Yeah.
Okay, we got three.
WBUK 107.5.
Nope. Nope.
WTGN 97.7.
There you go. There's another one. And you got two more.
93.1
is
FGF
and
WUZZ 104.9.
That is correct.
WNRC AM and FM
69.
All right. That WMLX that we visited yesterday, where's that?
St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, it's not even a line.
Okay, now you decide to take a photo. This is a Scott Feibusch question here. You decide to take a photo of every AM antenna tower of U.S. radio stations that are operating on graveyard channels. To your amazement, some of the stations you visit have more than one tower for their AM station. Where have you been? Oil City is one.
Easton, Pennsylvania.
Two.
Syracuse, New York.
Three.
Rochester, New York.
Springfield, Massachusetts.
There's one just north of here. Near Detroit.
Oh, Royal Oak.
Royal Oak.
WDXL.
There's another New York station.
Right on the Hudson.
Yeah. Nope, looks like we got him on this one here.
Okay.
The answer is Easton, Pennsylvania, WODE, Lockport, New York, WLVL, Loyal City, Pennsylvania, WOYL, Royal Oak, Michigan, WEXL, Unalaska, Alaska, KIAL, Blythe, California, KJMB, Poughkeepsie, New York, WKIP, and The Wolf in Syracuse.
Syracuse has the two towers. Yeah. But they don't use the small one anymore.
What are the two graveyard channels that have no directional stations on them?
1230?
No.
1400.
1400 and 1240. What is the maximum power being used by any Canadian station operating at 1590 on the AM dial?
Probably about 1,000. No, there are no Canadian stations, I don't think, on 1590.
Give that man a cigar. He got that.
No.
That's Wayne, by the way. And nothing at 1600 either.
What frequency between 540 and 1600 is the least occupied by U.S. stations?
700. 700.
Has 10.
1200.
No, that's number two. 700 is the second.
1100.
There's one that has nine stations.
1160.
Nope. Come on, Wayne, help me out.
650?
You got it.
Ah,
650.
Oh, yeah.
Stations assigned to the expanded band can operate on both the new channel and the old channel for 5 years, provided that they do not simulcast programs for more than 3 hours a day. Is this true or false?
False.
It is now legal for a station to transmit an unassigned set of call letters as part of its slogan. True or false?
True.
How many AM radio stations are there in Ohio?
129.
Too many.
Must be.
Scott's answer is very appropriate, not a correct number.
No.
Ken is closer so far.
124.
Up.
125.
You got it.
How
many states have radio stations operating at 540 kilohertz?
Say that again.
How many states have radio stations that are operating at 540 kilohertz?
9.
Higher.
15.
Higher.
20.
Lower.
18.
A little bit lower.
17.
There you go. 17. Now that we've talked about 540, what is the easternmost station on at 540?
The one in Long Island.
WLUX?
I slip Long Island.
That's right, Tim.
There you go.
WLIX.
LUX.
What is the southernmost station on at 1,000 on the dial?
Down Jupiter, Florida.
Longstown, Florida.
Hawaii.
Vista, California.
This is continental U.S., I think.
Mm-hmm.
Jupiter?
Yes.
Yeah, I'd say the Jupiter, Florida one.
Yeah, Jupiter, Florida.
KCEO outside San Diego.
Brown Coleman, Hill. Texas?
Is the one in Brownsville?
Yeah. You got Texas there, but it's not Coleman.
Marion, Texas.
Marion, Texas.
I taped it. Wow.
Right. How about out to the west on 1,000?
Seattle.
Seattle.
Las Vegas? Seattle, I say.
Seattle is the most westerly. How about the most northerly?
Seattle.
Something in Massachusetts.
Again, Seattle. And how about Eastern?
Massachusetts.
That's correct.
Really?
Yeah, WCMX. How about that? Let's jump back to 540 a second. How about the most southern station on 540?
Orlando, Florando.
Pine Hills, Florida.
Pine Hills.
It's the same.
Yep. And how about the most westerly station?
Costa Mesa, California.
KVIP? Haven't heard it yet.
How about Costa Mesa, California? He heard that.
I'm seeing Carmel Valley.
Didn't they do delete?
No, they're still there. They're about to, but.
Yeah. How about the northerly station?
That's 540.
One in Idaho, isn't there?
There's one in Colorado.
I think there's one in Iowa.
We got to get cheesy with this answer.
Wisconsin?
Yes.
Oh, yeah, there's one in Wisconsin.
YLO, that's right. Jackson, Wisconsin. There you go. Okay, let's switch up to 880 now. What is the most westerly station on 880?
Is it Oregon? Isn't it in Washington, the Seattle area?
Yeah. It's in that big state out there.
California.
Yes. Now. What's the city of license or call sign?
Oh, Gonzales.
Gonzales, California. KKMC. How about the most northerly station?
Oregon. Menominee, Wisconsin, maybe.
No.
Big breasts.
We'll credit Phil Wayne with that one there.
I still say Menominee.
No, this one's in Montana.
KJJR?
That's it, KJJR, Whitefish, Montana. How about the most easterly station?
WCBS.
On 880.
New York,
WCBS.
Yep. And a runner-up, I guess, could be WYKO, Puerto Rico, couldn't it?
That's not U.S.
Yeah, I guess we can.
Well, it's the U.S. But we're doing continental U.S., right?
Yeah, that's true. How about the most southern station on 880?
Oh,
Texas, KJOJ?
Miami will be getting one, I understand. I know that.
I haven't heard any cute answers yet.
Most southern?
Columbus, Ohio.
Puerto Rico.
How about KUTE in Desert Hot Springs, California?
That was a cute answer.
Yeah. That was a cute answer, yes. Okay, now let's tune up to 640 and hear the local news about the Commonwealth. What station it would be there at 640?
Massachusetts, Western Massachusetts there.
Westfield.
WNNZ.
Yep.
Yeah.
Now you're in the state of Michigan, not necessarily at night, but you hear a station on 1200 talk about things going on in the state of Michigan.
WCHB Taylor.
Yeah. Good. Now here we go. You tune up to 1500 and learn more about North Carolina than you ever needed to know. What station is at 1500 in that state? Has two names.
Winston-Salem?
There you go. Winston-Salem. WSMX. The city is Springfield. Tell the state for each of the following frequencies. For example, if I say 1270, the correct answer is Massachusetts. Now, here are the frequencies. 560.
Missouri.
Massachusetts.
Massachusetts and?
Missouri.
Right. 970.
Illinois.
1050.
Oregon,
that's correct. 1100.
Tennessee.
1480.
Massachusetts.
No, north of there.
Connecticut.
Nope.
Maine.
Nope.
Vermont. And finally, 1600.
Tennessee.
Springfield, Ohio. That's correct. WBLY. Next, you tune around and here, Burlington. What state is it if you're tuned to 620? How about a call sign?
WBMT.
There you go, 920.
North Carolina?
Right, call sign?
WBBB.
That's correct. 1140.
Vermont?
No, Burlington, North Carolina.
Iowa? There is Burlington.
Out to the west.
Colorado.
And a call sign?
KNAB.
Yeah, KNAB. And how about 1150? Come on, Deb.
North Carolina.
KCPS.
Iowa.
KCPS. And North Carolina, WBAG, I believe.
Which KCPS?
Okay. Now let's continue this theme a little bit more and say you hear the name Columbus. What state is it when you're tuned to
40.
Georgia.
610.
Ohio.
900.
Mississippi.
Come on, Ernie.
Nebraska.
Triple T.
How about 1050?
Mississippi.
Okay. 1010.
Indiana.
Right. Name a city with 3 AM stations and absolutely no FM stations.
Oakland, California.
Sorry. Yeah. What station in these states also spells out the full name of the city of license?
Wheeling, West Virginia, WWVA.
Okay, we're going to go into Minnesota.
Waco and where?
KSTP.
WELY.
EOY, that's correct. In Nevada.
K-E-L-Y.
That's right. How about Alabama?
W-O-P-P.
Good. That's right. And Oklahoma.
K-A-D-A.
What state capital has the most AM radio stations
in it?
Boston.
And
the final question, the largest city in this state does not have the most radio stations.
Newark, New Jersey? Columbus,
that is correct. Newark, New Jersey. And that is our quiz, folks. And that was our quiz, as recorded in the hospitality room at the Hampton Inn in Lima, Ohio. And that's it for this edition of the DX Audio Service. If you'd like to get in contact with us, we're the National Radio Club's DX Audio Service, and I am Fred Volbe, the publisher of the DX Audio Service. The address here is 706 McKenzie Drive, Lima, Ohio, 45805. Telephone number here in the studio is 419-228-4199. Fax number 419-221-1609. On the internet, my email address is fredv@nrcdxas.org. That's F-R-E-D-V @nrcdxas.org. And our webpage is at www.nrcdxas.org. If you'd like to become a member of the DX Audio Service and live in the United States of America, the cost is $25. To members in Canada, the subscription rate is $28. To Mexico and the Caribbean, it's $32. And to Europe and elsewhere, it's $38. Those prices are also the renewal rates, and tapes are sent via first-class mail, and you keep the cassettes. If you'd like to subscribe, make your check payable to the National Radio Club Incorporated and send it to me at the address that I just mentioned. For all the editors and the members, we'll see you in 30 days with more DX stuff. Listen, DX, and get out and support radio. It's great to listen to.